2015 marks 52 years since the first black students matriculated to Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. How has the university changed? What is life like for Duke students of color today? To answer these questions, I sat down with two current students.
My name is Eliza Moreno. I am a first year here at Duke, and I identify as Latina.
My name is Gloria. I'm a junior, class of 2016, and I identify as both black and Latina.
Both Gloria and Eliza noted differences between Duke and their high schools, but perhaps not in the ways they originally expected.
I went to school that was a school that was predominantly white, but like the minority group was Latino. And then coming here, there was a lot more racial diversity. And interestingly enough, I found that this space in general was less accepting.
Right out of high school, race wasn't something I really thought about walking into a classroom or consciously thinking about the space I took up in a room or didn't take up in a room and whatever. Actually, it was like near so like the middle of my first semester, my first year here, based on like my other interactions with students and actually just hearing what professors did or said that really bothered me, and then it made me conscious of race.
In her computer science and economics classes, race and gender are things that Gloria confronts on a daily basis.
In both those classes, I've definitely felt very different, if that makes any sense, both by being a woman and both being by a person of color, in the sense that I'm always having to deal with these microaggressions in my classrooms, and people don't necessarily always address how maybe comp sci and econ are related to race and gender.
Eliza also recalled a day where the topic of race came up in her ethics class.
So my professor advocated for colorblindedness by pointing to himself and saying, "I'm not white," and then pointing to the black student and saying, "You're not black. We're all equal here. Like, you know, race is not like a factor we should consider. Like, it's not important." And although I understood his point or what he was saying, like, it really angered me nonetheless. And then it frustrated me because he was like underestimating how race actually does play quite a role in our everyday lives.
It's difficult, especially being an economics major, knowing that these issues are interrelated. Racism, sexism, like homophobia are all related to like the system of capitalism. But like your professors, if they don't have an understanding of these other issues, they won't even be willing to see how they're related. Duke lauds this diversity, which I think is this diversity that isn't necessarily real. It's a construction. And I think that once you have these diverse group of students here at Duke, the resources aren't here to welcome them or to allow them to succeed. I've witnessed tons of black students from my freshman here who are no longer here. And I think it's very important to think about the reasons why they're no longer here.
Specifically, Eliza and Gloria want to see more professors of color at Duke.
You have, 11% black students, but the economics department has zero black professors. And the fact that you have an incoming class of 11% Latino students, and there is zero Latino faculty on this campus. Like, it doesn't make sense.
So then in terms of like professors who were not Caucasian, I can't think of more than one who wasn't. I think a lot of students here are very limited in terms of their interactions here at Duke, including their circles of friends. And for them, they might not have many interactions with students of color. And so I think just having an interaction with a professor of color could kind of break into that, level of awareness in a sense.
There are also things that professors can do within the classroom to engage students of color.
I think being aware of like certain students who might speak up a lot, like think about why it is that they're speaking up more than the student next to them. That's really important. And then once you figure that out, maybe try to figure out ways to make it more inclusive for all students to participate. Maybe reach out a helping hand to that one student who might not be speaking up as often. Encourage them to do that.
As we close the interview, Gloria shared conflicting feelings about how she presents Duke to future generations.
And more recently, people have been asking me, admitted students, like, "Oh, is Duke a welcoming space for people of color?" And I want to say, like, yes, come here, because I want more people who look like me, and so that the space feel safer because of number. But at the same time, that sort of would be a lie. So I'm sort of like caught in between where I'm like, Duke is a great institution. It offers great academics. But at the same time, I've had many instances where I don't necessarily feel safe at Duke. And yes, racism is well and alive at Duke, but it exists in the United States at large, and it exists at other elite institutions, and that you sort of have to brace yourself. Duke prides themselves on diversity, but is Duke really diverse?